This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Ramble.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're talking about why do ants die after the queen dies, which is literally the best question ever. Okay, I'm so excited about this one. I have lots of guesses, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves here. If you're a little new to the show, don't get worried. I'm here to make you feel comfortable. That's my job. In a little bit, I'm going to try to answer the question, why do ants die after the queen dies? And I'm going to get three guesses. And hopefully, by the third guess, I got at least one right. And if not, I'm just going to be embarrassed. So that's how the show works. But before we do that, let me just tell you a little story about ants. Because it'll be fun. I promise. I promise it's going to be fun. So when I was little, the house that I grew up in, infinite levels of ants throughout the house. Like, I don't know if it was the climate that I grew up in. I don't know if it was the fact that my house was built in like the 1950s, but there was just ants everywhere. I mean, in the cracks of like the ground, like in the corners, like my house had a serious ant issue. Kind of straying away from that for a sec. One of my favorite places to hang out in my house when I was younger was by the heater. I had like a floor heater and I would sit on it and literally burn off my ass cheeks. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'd sit there during the winter and just hang out and I'd like go on my iPad or something. Like, I don't know what little kids do, like little Gen Z kids do when they're bored, like go on their fucking Leapfrog iPad. Who knows what little kids do these days? But anyway, not play with cards. That's for damn sure, but whatever. So I'd sit by this heater and for some reason during the winter, ants would just all gather to the heater. Like, so it was like I was hanging out there, but then at some point all the ants would join me too because I think ants like heat. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure ants like heat because they're cold-blooded and so they need the heat to warm their bodies up. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm right. I just got that fact checked and I'm right. So that's why the ants would come hang out with me during the winter by the heater, which was fine with me because when I was like 7, I didn't really care about bugs. They didn't really gross me out yet. They were more just like fascinating. So, I mean, fun. Anyway, one time the inevitable happened. I'm sitting by the heater. I'm hanging out. I'm playing games, doing whatever kids do by the heater. And my hand ends up in my mouth. Like I was either putting food in my mouth or, I mean, I don't know why my hand was in my mouth, but it ended up there. And all of a sudden my mouth starts burning. And I was like, what? And that was the day that I found out that ants are spicy, everybody. They are. And luckily me eating an ant was an accident because I think it would have been a lot more disturbing for all of us if I purposely ate the ant. It was in fact an accident. But since that day, using dried ants on top of my hard boiled eggs has been preferred over pepper on my hard boiled eggs. Okay, well, now that you have a little story about ants, because that's absolutely so fun, let's get right into the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is larvae. Larvae is the active, immature form of an insect, especially one that differs greatly from the adult and forms the stage between egg and pupa, like a caterpillar or grub. Mmm, sounds yummy.
Okay, so I have a phobia of this word. I know this word. I know what this means. I've been knew what this means because I learned it in biology, whatever. It's whatever. But I'm not a fan of larvae. Okay, because I hate caterpillars, and caterpillars are a form of larvae. I also hate the word larvae. It's just like, doesn't flow off the tongue right, but whatever. I hate caterpillars, and therefore I hate larvae. I actually have a phobia of caterpillars. So like, really not a fan of this word. Although I feel like this could end up being a handy vocabulary word later down the episode when I need to try to figure out my guesses. So I'm not mad that it's fresh in my brain, but I am mad that it made me think about caterpillars. All right, so now it's time for me to come up with my three guesses as to why ants die when the queen dies. Let's get into guess number one. Okay, I already feel like my first guess is the correct answer. So I'm like nervous. I'm like, do I want to say that yet? Or do I want to be like crazy first? Here's my idea. Oh, love this. Love this idea. So guess number one. From what it looks like from the outside, looking in, me, just being a human, looking at these ants, living life, being them, right? The queen is this big, boostiful, bustiful ant, right? She is just hot. You didn't hear from me, but she's hot, all right? She's hella thick, got a big booty. It's whatever, you know what I mean? And all of these little worker ants have a major crush on the queen ant. I mean, like, seriously, they're like, that ass though, you know? And so day in and day out, the worker ants are just busting their ass for her ass. Love that. Framing that quote. That is my senior quote. Anyway, they're literally just working so hard for her because they want to win her over. And like, there's thousands of worker ants and there's only one queen. And the queen can only choose one hubby, one boyfriend, one bae. So they're all working hard, right? They're all working hard. Also, I'm 99.9% sure that all worker ants are males. Is that correct?
Hold on there, Emma. It's fact check time. The majority of queen ants' eggs grow up to become wingless, sterile female ants or workers. Occasionally, winged male and female ants are produced to mate. After mating, males die and, in many species, females shed their wings, going on to establish new colonies. So worker ants, oh yes, they're female.
Okay, never mind. I guess I was wrong about that, but that doesn't change my theory. These, all of the worker ants, I don't care who they are, they want to date slash marry the queen ant. That's what I'm saying. So when the queen ant dies, all of the workers are heartbroken because they're like, the whole reason why I was fucking working on this ant hole was to win over the heart of the queen ant, and now I did all of this work for nothing. There is no reward. I've done it all for nothing, and no one even gets her. No one even gets to win. It's like The Bachelor, okay? And the queen bee is the bachelor, and all the worker ants are working to try to win over the queen bee slash bachelor. And if the bachelor dies in the show, what the fuck are all the other, you know, bachelorettes gonna do? They're gonna be bored and sad. So that's what I'm saying. So basically, all of the worker ants die out of heartbreak. Is this correct? That's really disappointing. But I also knew that that was true. Like I knew that that wasn't true. So, you know, a lot of people like to make fun of me on the internet and say that I don't shower, if you didn't already know or haven't noticed. But something that people don't know about me is that I actually get a lot of compliments on how good I smell. Like, I'm not a bad smelling person. Okay, I know, shocking, but I'm not. And one of my favorite ways to always be smelling good is by trying new perfumes. I don't seem like I'd be a type of girl that likes perfumes, but I actually do. You know, here and there. I like to spice things up a little bit sometimes. Recently, I tried out Gucci Guilty from Scentbird, and I've been getting a lot of compliments. And the thing I like about Scentbird is that I wasn't sure if I was gonna like Gucci Guilty when I ordered it, but then they sent it to me,
and I got a 30-day trial to try it out, try out the scent, see if I liked it. And now I ended up liking it, so maybe I'm going to go buy the full size. It's great. If you don't know what Scentbird is, Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. It's a great way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle, because the thing is, when you buy a whole bottle of perfume or cologne, it's kind of a risk because you're spending like a decent chunk of cash, you know? And if you end up hating it after using it for a few weeks, now you just have this whole bottle of cologne or perfume that's huge, and you kind of just stuck with it. So that's why Scentbird is great, because they send you a 30-day supply of the scent that you choose, so that if after a month you're like, I'm not into this, then you're done. You never have to use it again. Scentbird also has over 450 designer brands for you to choose from. So like if you're in a Prada mood, like they got Prada. If you're in a Versace mood, they got that. If you want something a little more chill, they have some Glossier scents. I mean, they're great. You can try any brand that you can think of. And just for you guys, I have a 50% off first month code. Go to scentbird.com/genius and use my code genius for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/genius for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. That's a pretty big bargain if you ask me. Go ahead, try out Scentbird. You will not regret it. All right, love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. Guess number two, what if? Now, this is a little bit far-fetched, but I don't know anything about this. So just give me the time of day here. Don't turn the podcast off, all right? We're having fun. Don't act like we're not having fun. Guess number two, the queen bee combined with all of the worker ants is just one moving organism in itself. Do you see what I'm saying? Like the combination of the whole ant colony is an organism. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's not like each ant is its own thing. Like I'm saying that each ant is not its own organism. I'm saying that the queen bee is the brain of this organism. Like you have to picture right now, do this for me, okay? Picture a colony of ants just on a white table. And you're just looking at it, right? You have the queen bee in the center and you have all the worker ants around it, right? Okay, you might be being like, Emma, you're a little crazy. Stop. I don't want to hear it. All of the worker ants follow what the queen ant does. So that kind of reminds me of the human body and how like the brain is kind of, you know, it's the center. It's kind of what controls everything. It's like your arm isn't going to start moving if your brain doesn't know about it. You know what I mean? And that's the same with an ant colony. I feel like the queen bee is the brain of the organism that is the ant colony. I feel like when the queen ant dies, everybody else has to die because that's what keeps everything running. It's like it would be the same in the human body. If the brain dies, everything dies. You can't stay alive. Same thing with even if like your heart shuts down. Like if one really important element dies, the whole thing dies. Okay, so that's my guess. Yes or no? Okay, good. I'm glad that it was wrong because I know that my third guess is right, but I wanted to save the best for last. Whose ears are broken? Retweet. Let's get into our third guess. Hopefully I get it right because I only have one left. Okay, guess number three. This is so fucking smart. Okay, so my guess is that the queen ant is the one that provides them with things. Do I know what that means yet? Not quite. I'm really racking my brain right now because I want to make sure I get this right, okay, guys? So don't just, you know, wait up on me, okay? I know what it is. Okay, it took me a second to kind of conceptualize, but now that I'm here, I am so here. The queen ant is giving all of the worker ants orders. Day in, day out. Go over there and go get that crumb. Or hey, no, it's time for you to go get some water. right now. You're going and you're doing that. Hey, you over there, come scratch my back. The queen bee is just telling the workers what to do all day, every day. When the queen dies, they lose their sense of direction. They have no idea what they're doing. And they have no idea what they're doing. And they don't know where to go. They don't know where the food is. They don't know where the water is. They don't know if they're supposed to be scratching her back or not. They don't have any direction. And without having the head queen leader telling them what to do, they can't have a functioning society. They cannot have a functioning ant society. And they die because there's no organization. The queen is organizing everything, being like, you 10 go get food, you 10 go do this, and you 10 go do this. Without that, all 100 of them are going and getting food, and then no one got water, and now they fucking dead. Is that right?
Yeah!
Yes! Wait, I love myself! I love when I get it right, because like, okay, you guys probably are like, Emma, this is rigged. Like, you don't know that. I am not lying. I just, and I don't know these answers before. Like, this is just coming from my damn brain. Give me credit for this. I'm Einstein, motherfucker. I know what I'm doing. I like, this is my, like, this is not going to happen every episode. But when it does, it's like so rewarding. Love it. Okay, well, let's hear the answer verbatim what it is.
I'm Professor Fluleborg, here with the answer to why do ants die after the queen dies? Here is what happens. Ants are working super hard together in that nest, mainly to bring up hundreds of babies. They come out to get food and bring it back to the nest, then they chew it up and place it on their larvae. Larvae will swallow and digest the food for them, especially protein. Larvae secrete nutrient-rich liquids back to the ants, which is their main source of amino acids and fatty acids. Who lays eggs to produce larvae? Queens. What happens when queens die? Oh, no eggs, hence no larvae. What happens when there are no larvae? Bad nutrition, ultimately no reason for the nest. Ants gradually get disorganized, and after a few weeks, oh, they die. I'm Professor Fluleborg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Oh my god. So, okay, I didn't really address the larvae aspect because I just didn't really think about that. But the basic idea was there. I mean, the basic idea of the fact that they just get disorganized because the queen isn't telling them what the hell to do. I'm going to give myself the ding, 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 the credit. Ding, 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 Emma Smart. What a great episode. I learned a lot. You learned a lot. We had a great time. Okay, so now that we've kind of, you know, we've fleshed it out, we know the answer. Now it's the part of the podcast when I just tell you about my life. So this is the part when everyone who doesn't give a fuck about me clicks off. No, not offended. No offense taken. I get it. I wouldn't listen to this part either if I was you. I wouldn't. But then again, maybe it'll be fun. So like, why would you leave? Stay with me. I'm scared of myself. I'm scared of what I'm capable of. Anyways, let me tell you about something that happened to me about 2 days ago. I'm not proud of it, but what are we gonna do? All right. It's almost summer. Okay, it's literally April now. I mean, it's almost summer, and in LA, it literally feels like summer. And I'm starting to feel like I need to get my shit together for summer, okay? Tan needs to be on point, okay? This is not a joke or a drill. I need to be tan. I'm sick of being pale. I'm sick of it. I look borderline dead, okay? And when I'm tan, I look bright and glowy and alive, and it's the best time of my life, okay? I want to get a head start even though it's spring. So about 2 days ago, I was tanning outside, which is something that I struggle with anyways. I just get bored really easily, and when I'm laying out there, like 15 minutes goes by, it feels like it's been an hour. It's only been 15 minutes and no change occurred in my skin. It just looks exactly the same as it did before. So that's normally what happens, and that's what was happening about 2 days ago. I was laying outside, about 10 minutes went by, I was bored, and I was like, I need to expedite this process. I need to expedite this process. How am I going to do it? Don't do this at home. Do not do this at home. You'll be fine, but don't do it. Like, if I told you that you should do this, I would probably go to jail in some states. So that's why I'm saying don't do this. So I was laying out. I was so bored. I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this go by quicker? I go into my kitchen and I grab my olive oil and I put it all over my whole body. And I lay out on my deck Tell me I don't look tan right now. I look a little bit tanner, right? I know. Okay, anyway. So I'm laying out, literally look like a soggy hot dog. Like, I'm laying out on my deck looking like a soggy hot dog. Thank God no one could see me. Like, no one could see me at all because I live on like a third floor. Like, no one's seeing me, but still mortifying even to see myself. And I lay out for about 15 more minutes and my legs have a rash on them. And I was like, all right. What do? I was like, who did this? I was like, am I allergic to olive oil? It looked like I had like splotches of like red all over my legs with like white rings around them. I was like, okay, so I either number one, just all of a sudden got ringworm, or like it's some sort of heat rash. It ended up going away about 15 minutes later and it was fine. But like, I was terrified. I was like, something bad's happening to me right now. Anyway, but then once I realized that the rash went away, I went outside and I tanned my other side too. Cause you know, I only did my front side. So I had to like tan my other side. So I really didn't learn my lesson by getting a literal rash. I just went back outside and finished getting a tan. Now I have my first tan lines of the summer. So do I have any regrets? No, but also don't do it at home. So, you know, I think the reason why I'm so obsessed with tanning is because I used to be a cheerleader competitively and we would get spray tans literally for every single cheerleading competition and they would just be so intense. Like, I'm talking about next level spray tans and I would always look so good. I looked so ripped. I was like 7. No, I was like 15. And I just looked like this little prepubescent muscle baby and I loved it because I like looked like a little mini bodybuilder. And it was amazing. So now I'm older. And I mean, obviously, I don't look like that anymore. So like, that's over. But like, I still have this connection to being tan because it makes me look so good. Like, compared to like the normal. I'm not saying I look good. I'm just saying that it looks better than before. Like, no one can argue. I don't know anyone that thinks that they look better pale than tan. Like, good luck, sis. Doesn't exist. Except for like vampires or like Johnny Depp or something. I feel like they like being pale. I don't know. Just something I've observed. Like Skrillex. No tan on that guy, you know? Am I just starting to call people out? Like, am I going to regret this? Yo, I mean, I'd love to see Skrillex, like, in the Bahamas, like, at Atlantis getting a tan. I'm not saying I'd be against it. I'm just saying that based on my observations, it seems like he likes being pale. And do you know what? Who am I to judge? I'm not. So, whatever. But I love being tan. So, the one thing I'll never do is lay in a tanning bed because I feel like that's bad. And I mean, I don't know if it's actually bad, but I just feel like it is. And so I'm just going to trust my gut on that one and not ever lay in a tanning bed. 15 minutes outside with olive oil all over my body and very low SPF, but still a little bit because, you know, got to keep yourself safe, is my new hobby. Don't try it at home. And if you do, you didn't get the idea from me. Okay. All right, so that's all the talking for today. I bet you guys are sick of me by now, especially the tanning part. I bet none of you cared about that, but I care. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I had a lot of fun. I hope you had fun. We learned a lot. We learned about larvae. It was great. We learned about ants. Don't let the queen die. Sorry, I need to stop. Also, if you guys are looking for some new clothes to add to your closet, we just came out with Stupid Genius merch, so go check it out. Go to www.shopemmachamberlain.com. Check it out. I think it's really dope. I'm going to be wearing it nonstop. Not because I'm conceited, but because I think it's fucking sick. So check it out. Anyway, hope you have fun. Okay, bye. I'm Emma Chamberlain, and that was Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. All right, bye, guys. I love you. I'm spitting out of my mouth. Literally foaming out the mouth right now because I said that so fast.